Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Welcome to Daily Pop. I am Carissa. This is Morgan. This is Justin. We have powerful words from Taylor Swift and why she's revealing that she had to reject everything she knew to find happiness. Okay, but first things first, we're gonna start with Jessica Simpson's shocking new confessions. Okay, she just opened up because she's got a new book coming out, and she says the sexual abuse, therapy, and addiction. Jessica Simpson, she's getting very personal. This new memoir, it's called Open Book. According to People, which is out Friday, Jessica is revealing how she was sexually abused starting when she was just 6 years old by the daughter of a family friend. Later in life, Jessica turned to alcohol and stimulants to deal with her trauma and other stressors. And as of just a few years ago, she says, I was killing myself with all the drinking and pills. Mm. She also says she was on diet pills for 20 years and that she hit rock bottom in 2017 and then has been sober ever since. Mm. She says it was easy to give up alcohol, explaining, quote, I was mad at the bottle, at how it allowed me to stay complacent and numb. Oof. Wow. How do you think she feels about being able to open up about all of this?
Probably liberated.
Yeah.
To hold on to something like that for that amount of time is crazy. And I think for her, when she was married to Nick Lachey, she probably had a harder time hiding it and numbing herself. But once she had a daughter of her own, that probably brought back so many emotions and so much of that old trauma back in her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like you can deal with things for a certain amount of time until life sort of catches up with you and your coping mechanisms, and for her, the drinking and the pills no longer work, and you need to start living, you need to start dealing with what's gone on in order to better yourself, be a parent, as you said. She has to be a wife to somebody. I feel like also, everybody has a story like this in some way. They have a trauma that nobody knows about. They've gone through a life experience nobody knows about. And I feel like when you're a Jessica Simpson and your career is budding and you are really trying to be the biggest star in the world and you explode, you really, your main focus is just to solidify that place. And once you have and you kind of get to a place where you are on a beat, you are more able to feel vulnerable and open, and you can sort of peel back the layers and reveal things of yourself.
Let's also, too, I mean, I don't know how to say this in a way that's not going to sound offensive.
Just say it. You were friends.
No, but like on Newlywed, on her show with Nick Lachey, you know, she got teased a lot with a lot of like blonde jokes, if you will. And I'm not being stereotypical. I'm blonde too. I'm all cool with blondes.
Yeah.
But she didn't get asked serious questions. Nobody went to Jessica Simpson and was like, hey, how are you doing? How are you feeling? It was like fluff and goofy. You went to Jessica Simpson for the laugh and the cute interview moment and fashion advice and how do you look so good?
And the story like of like being a virgin and all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, it was like now I feel like it took her this amount of time, and I know that she was approached to write a book about living your best life, and she's like, I can't do that.
Which I love. I read that and I thought that that was so awesome of her to be like, you know, because she could have easily
wrote a book, got a check.
And the fact that she was like, you know what, I'm not going to do this because it is inauthentic to who I am as a person and the experiences that I have had. Mm-hmm. I thought, kudos to her. And I really felt like after reading the research this morning, this is going to be the resurgence of Jessica Simpson.
Absolutely.
People, and this is another level for her.
We're going to take her so more seriously, which, oh my God, what's taken so long, you know, for that? Like I feel like she shouldn't have had to share this much for us to like get to that point where we want to have serious conversations with her. But I think that this book is going to open the doors for that.
You know what's so crazy? And I watched the Aaron Hernandez documentary because you were pushing it so hard.
Did you love it?
Killed it in one day. It was amazing.
Everybody keeps saying that.
You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
But if you look at people who have had past sexual traumas in their early lives, they often go the opposite to run away from that. So for Jessica Simpson, she had that past sexual trauma, and all of a sudden she became the poster child for purity and no sex before marriage. Aaron Hernandez, same thing, had that past sexual trauma, was molested by an older boy.
Uber masculine.
Uber masculine, became this like thing that hated gay life, that hated gay people. Meanwhile, he was fighting his own demons.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that your life kind of goes in the opposite direction so you can run as far away from it as possible. I wonder what her life would have been like had her parents sat her down and at least said, hi, this is not your fault.
Right.
This is what happened to you. This is what you need to understand about this.
Because she did say, she told her parents, her mom, I guess, knew something was going on, and she kind of slapped her dad's arm and was like, okay, I knew something was happening, and the dad didn't say anything. I think as a parent, that's probably your worst nightmare. That's not something you ever want your children to have to go through. But I don't think parents necessarily are equipped to deal with a topic like that themselves. I think you have to go to a professional. Somebody has to step in and say, this is what happens. This is what you can expect from this kind of trauma, behavioral pattern. I don't think parents are just as awkward. They feel like they failed on their watch.
Because they take the blame.
Yeah.
They take the blame
for
themselves.
Sadly, though, I think that's the mindset now. But back then, I don't know that that
totally.
Was the mindset. Like, my first thought, if God forbid this ever happened to me and you know, I ever had Chase come to me, I think at this point in my life and being so familiar with therapy and honestly more people coming out and sharing their stories has made me realize that, yeah, my first reaction would be, we need to do some research and find ourselves a good therapist because my son needs someone to talk to.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously I would be there for him, but I don't know that back then that was the way you handled those situations.
No.
And you know, we're learning now, like, hey, like keeping it bottled up, you know, is not always the best thing. Everybody has their own way of dealing with things. However, like talking to a therapist is so much easier sometimes than talking to a parent.
Yeah,
but
so
that's
much
easier. But that's easier said than done because imagine that this started at 6 years old, and this girl, it took her 6 years to wrap her head around what was actually happening to her. Imagine what's going through your mind as a parent, trying to wrap your head around what is happening. And I think for a lot of parents out there, I think it's hard for them to say, here's a therapist or here's someone to talk to, because like a lot of parents in that situation, they may take the blame on themselves and say, what did we do?
We're letting our daughter sleep
over. The shame, like the shame that you feel as a parent.
Especially if the mom had that intuition too.
Yeah, and also she's sleeping. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, this doesn't happen to women and everybody who does, there's like, it's not a gender thing, but like, you know, she's sleeping at their friend's daughter's house. Like, that's not the first thing you think is gonna happen.
No, but if you know anything, if her mom said, listen, I knew something was going on, you must have seen something in your daughter change at some point in her life. Mm-hmm. You have to really go ahead and hit that change head on. You gotta talk about it, you can't sweep it. And I think a lot of times for people in the South in small communities like them, they lived in Texas, the dad was a pastor, it was more of the shame.
It's also the denial as a parent. You don't actually want to think that that's what's going on.
Oh, good word.
The parents also have their own emotional trauma when something like that goes on with their child. So you know what I mean? It's not like a handbook, like here your child's born, here's your handbook if they suffer any sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Deal.
No.
There, read it.
I know.
You know?
I mean, I do think parents are more educated today than they were then, and I think the stigma is different today than it was then, but I think you're right. Like, back then, I'm not surprised by her parents'
reaction.
Yeah,
well, the statistic is like, what, 1 in 4 or something? It's like,
it's insane. Yeah.
Now I feel bad that, like, for years, you know, everybody was commenting on Jessica Simpson's weight. Like, oh, she ballooned, she's this, she's up and down.
God.
Now we know that this woman was abusing alcohol, which could make you bloated. She also was abusing
painkillers.
No, not painkillers. Diet pills, thank you, for 20 years. Once you get off that diet pill, honey, that metabolism is slow as can be.
I mean,
now we know the whole story, and I think a lot of times, like we saw with Demi Moore, we're quick to judge before we know everything, and then the book comes out, and then everybody has to go and apologize.
You just judge based on what you see, and you genuinely, and myself completely included after reading this today, and it's weird because it's like she, you know, obviously, looking back at photos of her, you'd be like, oh, she probably is drinking a little bit. Like, it's probably pretty obvious. But because she didn't mention anything, people don't think about it. And you just forget that these celebrities, they're human beings. they had a life before they were famous.
Yeah.
You know, we can't be so quick to judge whatever they have going on.
But I think the problem is, and not the problem, I shouldn't say problem, I think where the disconnect is we're so used to this young generation coming out and saying, this is my issue. I'm dealing with drugs. I'm dealing with alcohol problems. I'm dealing with these anxiety issues. So when someone says that, you almost are like, okay, Demi Lovato, I get where you're at right now. I get why you're doing this or why you're staying out of this light. We didn't know that about Jessica Simpson because she came from the school
of
you keep it private and you keep it pushing. Your public image is one thing and your private life is another
100%.
Thing.
And you don't really want to lead with that.
I think she felt liberated at that time to share her story like that. Like, even back then, it also wasn't even... Like I said, people were very superficial with Jessica. They didn't...
Also, this is the right time for her to come out with this, right? It wasn't appropriate, and it didn't go along with her narrative when she was launching Jessica Simpson Collection. Like, this is now a point in her life. She has three babies. She's got her businesses.
Insanely
she's established.
Successful.
She's insanely successful, and she feels like now is the time to come out. It's all about timing.
It's all about timing.
And she's so strong. Like, she's had, you know, just even with this last pregnancy...
Yeah,
you know, she had like hate on Instagram throughout her pregnancy, which is just ridiculous.
Those kids
like,
are so stunning. Jesus.
And she's just a stronger person today than I think she ever was. And maybe she was, but she definitely will clap back and she'll say, I don't care. Mm-hmm. And she'll voice back and say, like, this is me and I don't care and I'm happy and I'm living my life. I feel like life is so good for her right now. And I think that's the best time to be this open. Because when you're going to share a memoir, and this is just a tease, right? So I'm sure there's more stories to come out from this.
Right?
Yeah.
And to be that open is kind of like whenever Demi Moore opened up and... It's like you have to be at a place where you're ready and you're comfortable with that because this is what, you know, we're going to want to talk about whenever mm-hmm. she does interviews and press and media. This is like, well, tell us more.
I think this is also this kind of sort of theme of celebrities coming out and being vulnerable and open with their struggles is really where we are as a society, which is also really beneficial because I just feel like people don't want to see the fluff all the time. They want to be like, are you a real person? Do you go through the same things that I go through? Like, how can I relate to you? Like, we know you're rich and have a nice car, but like, what else?
Yeah. But you know what? Also, that has some other effects because I feel like a lot of people who don't understand what this struggle really is are quick to say, I have that too, or that happened to me too. And I think a lot of times we get a lot of false alarms after things like this happen. Mm-hmm. And that sucks. Mm-hmm. That really sucks.
Yeah.
I know a celebrity who did that. And I was so mad to learn that that person had jumped on a bandwagon to get more exposure. And for me, it's like, you're taking away the resources and the time for people who really
and
need it.
Don't be desperate to get a storyline. Right?
Don't be desperate.
But also,
to get
those
a
things, people see through those, right? You can sniff those out.
I don't know,
they
bitch.
Don't
Y'all
stay.
Y'all ate it up, bitch. Y'all ate that up.
But most people, you can tell if they all of a sudden come out with something.
Next to it.
We're all friends here, right?
That was my favorite line. You're with friends.
You're with friends.
Meanwhile,
you're
hold
with
on.
Friends. I am with friends.
Meanwhile, you would have said something wrong, and I've been like, ooh, she said it.
Cut me out of the frame.
That's true.
Good
okay,
tight
well,
shot.
We're going to move on now to another singer who's also getting personal, Miss Taylor Swift. Netflix just released the trailer for her new documentary, Miss Americana. Take a look.
A nice girl doesn't force their opinions on people. Nice girl, smiles and waves and says thank you. I became the person everyone wanted me to be.
I think that Taylor Swift, she is annoying.
All of her model friends.
She's too good.
Going through guys like a trick.
She's too skinny.
Nobody physically saw me for a year. And that was what I thought they wanted. I had to deconstruct an entire belief system, toss it out and reject it.
You guys know I'm like, cannot wait for this. The documentary is out January 31st. I am a little surprised at how vulnerable it looks like Taylor's going to get in this documentary. She opens up in interviews at moments, and she'll open up on Instagram at moments and in her music. But this is a whole nother level.
I think she could fry egg on camera and you would say it deserved
an Oscar.
Oh, no,
that is not true.
No, I am a Taylor stan. I'm very into her music, but I do think it goes back to the original topic of, like, it's all about timing. This is the right timing for her to come out.
I agree.
We did not physically see her for an entire year. There were rumors about her going around town in boxes. I think that, you know, she's come back. She's had a new album. It's true. And she's back on top, and people want to hear about the time that she was absent. It's the right time to come out with this, and I'm 100%. Is there a cat in her back?
There's a cat in her back.
I've seen those on, like, Line on viral videos.
By the way, I'm
like,
going to start...
Of course she'd have one of those.
I'm going to start FedExing myself to booty calls so nobody can see me.
By the way,
I
wish that was
a crate,
possibility.
And I just come out the crate ready for a booty call.
So are you going to watch...
I actually will watch it. You know what? Contrary to your belief, I enjoy Taylor Swift. And it wasn't until I went to her concert that I was like, wow, this girl is amazing. I understand the music. I understand it all. And I think sometimes we have a misconception of her, and I feel bad. But at the same time, she created the misconception because she was playing into the victim thing.
But everyone plays into it to get them someplace.
Of course.
Someplace,
you can't be mad when I'm like, you played into it. I'm sorry. But I love her as an artist. I love her as a businesswoman. I think she's one of the strongest people in Hollywood. And for me, I have mad respect for her. I truly do.
I do think she's misunderstood a little bit. And I think that this will help.
Yeah, but is the cat comfortable in that bag?
It is. It loves it.
It's very squishy.
It has an AC in there, girl.
It's literally like an old scuba hat.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, kind of.
Up next, Wendy Williams read a very private text from NeNe Leakes on national television. Did she just destroy their friendship?
Ooh.
That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wendy Williams revealed on her show yesterday that longtime friend NeNe Leakes was planning on quitting Housewives again. Take a look.
I looked at my phone in between commercials, and NeNe texts, I'm quitting.
What?
I know something about NeNe that you all will cry, be sad, feel bad for her. She's carrying the weight of a huge thing on her shoulders.
I'm like, okay, what's the huge thing? She teased that so up. She's like, it's not about her husband. It's not about her kids. So I don't know what the big secret is, but now, of course, NeNe, we all want to know. But the other thing that's going on is that NeNe's like, that's not true. NeNe's rep told us that nothing has been confirmed or decided. And NeNe responded this morning tweeting, private conversations should be left private. What are girlfriends for if you can't vent to them on those type of days? So did Wendy just screw up this friendship?
By the way, I assume that everybody is screenshotting shit from me. I don't know why I do that.
I think you have to think of it in that way.
You just always have to think about it.
You have to be in that mindset. Like, what I say could be a screenshot.
Yeah, but your closest friends, I don't worry about that with my closest friends.
Same.
I don't really believe that NeNe didn't know that Wendy was gonna blurt this out.
Oh.
I feel like you've been friends with Wendy for a very long time, and there are things between the two of you that have not gotten out. I almost have, I don't know, I just have this weird feeling that that was supposed to come out when it was supposed to come
out. But then why would NeNe backtrack like that?
Because you gotta cover some shit up. You can't let them know that you're in on it.
You think? See, I mean, she's true. She knows when Wendy shoots her show. She's been on her show multiple times, and she texted her during that time. But then again, you might be thinking she wouldn't be checking it during the show.
She
and
also
why would
said,
you just come out and
but
bring
that's what her? That's what Wendy said. She said, you know, I don't even get service in here, but I got the text.
Huh.
Also, come on, let's be real over here.
Yeah.
We've seen each other in places, we talk about things, and I know what to bring up, and I know when to bring it up, and what not to bring up.
And what line we're bringing it up in.
And what line, like, I just know where, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, when I caught you on that date in the bushes, like, I was like, I'm gonna talk about this tomorrow.
God, and now the toasters are freaking out, thank you.
And you were fine, like, you were fine with me bringing it up, but there are other things in your life that we've never talked about on this show that we talk about outside the show.
Very true.
We know when.
We know the line, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, maybe I can't imagine, unless Wendy didn't think that it was a big deal, she didn't reveal anything, she wasn't spilling a secret, maybe she just was saying, like, she wants to be open and vulnerable because it's her show. I mean, I don't know. I don't think she's going to blatantly do something to, like, piss off NeNe. I've done that. It's not good.
I will say, if they are in a, like, tiff, if it was a problem, I don't feel like this is going to, like, end the friendship. I think it's one of those, Wendy, come on, you could have waited. You could have checked, like, can I put this on the show?
Totally.
Yeah. Usually you ask that, right? Before you go public with a source of information, you're like, is it okay if I say this?
I did it. By the way, I've seen what NeNe does to somebody who calls her out for wearing the same dress twice. Remember when she went on Andy Cohen about that on Instagram? This whole thing.
Yeah.
Who's
her
boss?
Messy.
Imagine if someone spilled a secret that you were quitting the show and that you have a great secret on your shoulders and all you tweeted was, things should stay private? No, come on.
I'm actually kind of jumping on your bandwagon too.
Yeah.
Because I'm also thinking, like, Wendy's been in this game for so long. I don't think Wendy would have just came out with that information without there being something else in that text saying, and go ahead and put it on your show, I don't care.
Right? And look at the reaction. And of course, the publicist has to say, nothing's confirmed or denied. I just think it's one of those things where, say it, I don't care, let's blow this spot up. And then when the fire starts, you kind of have to put it out a little bit.
And now all the spotlight is on NeNe wanting to know what it is, so maybe it's giving her leverage. I mean, yeah, you're right, there are probably some layers to this. It's the artichoke.
I'm sorry, the reaction from wearing a dress twice?
Yeah.
That paragraph that you sent to the guy who, like, signed the checks, and then all of a sudden Wendy gets a tweet?
That's so so my reaction.
Right? Come on!
Trajectory. I would so freak out.
All right, well, what about Kylie Jenner? Kylie Jenner, does she have baby on the brain? And who did her big sister Kim majorly crush on when they were younger? They're opening up on Kylie's YouTube channel. Take a look.
Who is yours? I think.
Who? Taylor Lautner? Who? Taylor Lautner was like Shark Boy.
Yeah.
And he was so cute.
Yeah. Mine was Johnny Depp.
Oh, okay.
Do you see yourself having four kids?
I see myself for sure having four kids. I just don't know when. I don't have a timeline to this. And I don't know if I'm gonna have four kids tomorrow, if I'm gonna have four kids in like 7 years.
I love that. I don't know if I'm gonna have four kids tomorrow or in 7 years.
I love she has the time. She has all the time in the world to pop out those kids.
Right, 22, chilling.
So just did it all.
Chilling.
Billion child.
It also kind of sounded like, what do you think's going on with her and Travis? I hate to go back there.
We are not going there.
I'm telling you right now.
No, we are not going there.
I'm gonna say one thing.
If you are saying you could have four kids tomorrow, then you definitely have the guy lined up ready to go.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna tell you this. This is my own personal opinion. If and when she has another child, Travis is going to be the father of that child, regardless of if they're in a relationship or not. I think her next child is going to be with him.
I think you're right.
Thank you, Carissa.
Okay, now getting back to their first celebrity crushes, who was yours?
Brian Austin Green. As David Silver.
Oh my God, Leonardo DiCaprio.
He was swaggy, he was hot, he was bad, he looked like that.
Yeah, he was hot.
Come on.
He was hot, but Leo was everything.
Leo was everything.
Titanic, Leah, I mean, Romeo and Juliet, that fish tank scene, I still think about it.
I had to go with the
fish tank aquarium. Mm-hmm.
Good old JTT, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh my God. Good one. Yes.
I mean, I hated the show, but I watched all the time.
There were three boys. Yes. They were all cute. Was Devin Sawa on that?
No, one of the brothers just looked like Devin Sawa.
Yeah. Right, the older one.
They were all cute.
Oh yeah, the older,
Jonathan Taylor was just.
He was like, where is he?
Still hot. I Googled them this morning. It's a thing. Coming up, Pamela Anderson just got married for the fifth time. Congratulations. Who's her new husband and why did it take them 30 years to decide that they were meant to be? We'll discuss. Mm-hmm. Come back. Congrats to Pamela Anderson. She just got married for the fifth time. She tied the knot in a secret Malibu ceremony earlier this week with an old flame, movie mogul John Peters. So the two dated back in the late 80s after meeting at the Playboy Mansion when Pamela was only 19 years old. He actually proposed then, but she turned him down. There's a picture of them back in the day. So cute. This is also the fifth marriage for him. Mm-hmm. In a statement to The Hollywood Reporter, John said, there are beautiful girls everywhere I could pick. I could have my pick.
Ooh.
But for 35 years, I've only wanted Pamela.
So I know John Peters.
Yeah.
Because I'm very close with both of his daughters, or the older one especially. And known them for a long time. I'm happy for him. And that's such a typical him statement. And he's just funny. He's like a character.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for them that they found happiness.
And she, it's smart. Once you get to like your third and fourth marriage, it becomes more of a numbers game. So at seven.
And also she had five marriages, but she was married to the same man twice. So it wasn't like she,
three
you know
people.
What I mean? Three people.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it becomes like a numbers game. So
right.
At 74 years old, the number of free testosterone that's flowing through your blood is pretty low.
Right.
So he probably ain't going to cheat on her. He's 74 years old.
Yeah. You know what I thought was really cute in this article? It said that he remembers telling her, whenever they were super young and they were dating back then, in 30 years, our age difference won't mean so much. And it's so cute because it's so true. It's, you know, like back in the day,
sense.
It makes huge difference. He was 19 and she was
19.
He's 22 years older than her.
Right.
Mm. So, you know,
yeah,
it's a big deal back then. But when you're 52, 74, it's like, ah!
Yeah, agreed. Yeah,
but smart for her to like turn him down at 19, because at 19, if a movie mogul was like, hey,
let's
become my wife, I would have been like, of course.
It's like Mariah Carey and Tommy Mottola.
Well, she also had no choice.
True, yeah.
Tommy Mottola was kind of allegedly keeping her hostage.
True.
Have you guys ever had an ex that you just kind of keep going back to and you still think you might marry someday?
Yeah, it's called butter. Oh. Keep on going back to that bitch.
Butter.
Can't quit butter.
Yeah, I guess I'm buttering.
All right, let's read your thoughts on our story so far. Love Reality thinks Jessica was brave to tell her story, saying maybe she will help others come to terms with their own struggles. On Wendy leaking Nene's news, BTC says Nene knows who Wendy is. She knows what kind of friend she is. She wouldn't tell her anything she doesn't want to get leaked. And on Celebrity Crushes, Lovely Girl says, my first crush was George Clooney after I saw him on Golden Girls. And will always be my first.
He was always so dreamy. He was also on Facts of Life. You know, he was always like the hot guest star.
Oh, no, when he was on ER.
Just me.
When he was on ER.
Oh, ER was like the height of George Clooney.
And you know he didn't know anything about medicine.
He was like so hot.
He was trying to put a thermometer in somebody's. It was just a whole mess.
That hair, that like flowy 90s brown hair. I want that hair to come back.
Right?
That was such a hot. Even John Peters had that hair in the early 80s.
It's the JFK hair.
Yeah, oof.
Dude. Oof. Do a seance for him.
Up next, you guys, pet owners are gonna love this. How well do you understand your animals, okay? An animal behaviorist is here breaking down the secret messages you might be missing. And we also have our animal correspondent, Melanie Bromley, here. She brought her cat and she has a lot of questions. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi guys, it's National Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. So I have brought in my cat Rose. She's here looking a little bit freaked out by being in a studio. It's her first time ever. And to answer her questions, we've brought in a professional. So joining me now is Certified Applied Animal Behavioralist, Dr. Jill Goldman.
Yes, thank you. Animal behaviorist.
Thank you. Sorry. How are you?
I'm doing well.
It's been a bit manic this morning in the green room with Rose.
Cats don't like to be moved.
I know.
You know, they don't like new environments. Takes them a while. I'm hoping that the box will allow her to maybe get some more comfort in a very foreign area, but
she's everything right now.
She's very stimulated. If you can see her tail swish back and forth, it means she's a little aroused and she's stimulated by all the excitement.
I feel like, I know, Rose, I feel like cats, there are so many misconceptions about cats. Some people love them, some people hate them. What do you find are the biggest misconceptions out there?
Well, I think some people think dogs are like cats and cats are like dogs. So one of the biggest misconceptions, you may want to play with her. She wants you.
I can bring her.
No toy is better than their own human.
Yeah.
So some people think that if a cat would expose their tummy like a dog does, you know, how they go on their back and they expose their tummy. For a dog, it shows that they want to interact.
Friendly, because they want their belly
submissive.
Rubs. Yeah.
Exactly. For a cat, it's completely different.
Oh, wow.
So you do not want the cat, you don't want to engage the cat.
Do not touch a cat's belly, guys.
When they're on their back, because basically what they're doing is that they're demonstrating all of their defenses with their claws.
Right.
So when they're up like this, they can get whatever is coming.
They're trying to attack you.
Exactly.
The reason I brought Rose in is because I have a problem at home. I have three cats. They do not get on at all. I have Rose, Violet, and Pudding. Rose is actually the one that gets on with the other two. The reason I have Rose here today is because the other two would never be here at E. So, like, what can I do about that kind of inter-cat conflict?
Well, sometimes people bring in new cats, right? So we want to make sure that the environment that you create really helps them get along. Because cats, in some ways, are like people. The first introduction pretty much predetermines how it's going to go from that point forward. So if your cats don't get along when they're first introduced, it's going to be a relationship that's a little bit more stressful than what you would like. So when you introduce a new cat, introduce them gradually. You allow them to have their own room. You allow them to get comfortable. The other cats, don't forget, it's very territorial. Yeah. A new scent, a new cat coming into my environment.
Yeah.
So you really want to make the situation calm for everybody. Uh-huh. One way to do that is to feed them when they can smell each other but not see each other.
Oh,
cats
really?
Are really olfactory driven. So when they smell a new smell, they might get a little afraid. But if you pair that with some food or treats or something like that, you're probably going to get a better experience from both cats, and that makes them feel better around each other.
Okay. So with my cats, it's 8 years, almost 8 years on with World War III happening in my house.
Oh, no.
Is it too late?
Well, I would have to come into your house. That's what I do normally, is do a in-home consultation to see what is possible. Before you rehome or do anything drastic, you want to make sure that you have really exercise all the possibilities.
Okay.
And one of the ways that we would do that is, one, prevent them from getting at each other unsupervised.
Okay. Okay.
You know, because when you do something bad and you do it often, you get better at it, right?
Yeah.
So first and foremost, you want to make sure that the cats don't have unsupervised conflicts.
Okay.
Because it just feeds the energy
oh,
of a
no.
bad relationship. And then when you do bring together, bring some really great treats. Some food, something that they can enjoy together.
Right.
But not necessarily see one another, but smell one another first. So you want to make sure that their senses are shared and they become familiar with one another.
Okay. So if people who are watching this are having cat problems at the moment, where can they find you? Where can
you can
they
find
reach
me
you?
www.drjillgoldman.com. At DJG Animal Behavior Services.
Okay, perfect. I think I might need you as a 911 for my cats. Thank you so much,
you're
Dr.
very
Goldman,
welcome.
For coming. I'm so grateful that you came to see my cats. And up next, we're going to be working out with the hot stars of Station 19. That includes Boris Kodjo.
And I want this vehicle to be secured and stabilized with cribbing and lifting straps right now. Station 19 requests two additional engines, 2 8 cars, and the USAR company.
This wall is load bearing, supporting the front of the bar.
Several structural supports have been sheared or compromised, sir.
Captain, Ben Warren's on the inside. He said the back door's blocked from the outside and there are multiple critical injuries.
I have Station 19 star and my celebrity look-alike.
That's right,
Boris
twins.
Kodjo joining us
twins.
On Wellness Wednesday.
Come on.
Yeah, I always get, you know,
all
it's
right.
like a thing.
I know, I get
People
it all the time.
Me.
Finally, I meet you.
Finally, I get to meet you.
Everybody on the street always goes, are you Justin?
Well, look, I got the face, but I don't have the body.
Well, okay. Well,
so I need this body. How did you get this?
Okay. I got it by subscribing to Healthy Habits every day. That's why we launched CoFit, my brother Patrick and I, because we wanted to explain to people that you don't need an hour and a half a day. You don't need to go to the gym. You don't need equipment. All you need is a little space in your house, 5 minutes a day, to introduce some healthy habits in your life. And if you do it as a family, it's even more fun.
It's even better.
That's right.
Well, show me a few moves that I can find on this app.
Okay, well, let's start with a simple warm-up. Jumping
right.
jacks. You know jumping jacks. Let
I
me see,
it.
Justin.
Yeah,
Let
yeah.
me see. Let me see. There you go. Nice.
I'm good. Yeah, right?
Nice.
I'm good, right?
That's good. Don't forget to breathe. I don't want you to pass out. We're going to have some unsupervised conflict here if that
right?
happens.
Oh
we can't afford
God.
That.
How long did it take you to develop this thing?
Oh, you know, my brother's a certified personal trainer as well as a nutritionist and a life coach. And this has been our life forever. You know, we were both athletes, we both have families, and we work out with our family because it's more fun.
Nice.
Our kids are, his daughter is 9 years old, my kids are 13 and 14, Nicholas and Sophie. And his wife is a certified yoga instructor. So this was a natural sort of evolution in us as a family.
Nice. Yeah. Can you show me another move that
I'm right.
finding
well,
this
Well, we all know squats.
Yes.
Here, get down. And these are squat pumps. So all you do is literally engage your glutes and your quads, the two biggest muscle groups in your body, which means they burn the most calories.
I got the biggest muscle group.
And even 5 minutes a day has an amazing effect because not just for brain stimulation,
yeah,
but you burn fat after the fact. You burn fat for 48 hours after you do these exercises. And also, it gives you a sense of accomplishment, right?
Yeah.
You did something, even if it's just five minutes. So from a spiritual standpoint as well, you feel much better about yourself. You walk into your day, better relationships, better work performance,
and you're
everything
ready.
Else. That's right.
But let me ask you this question, because about a squat,
get down.
Like
don't
people...
talk too much, Justin. Come on. Let's do it. Get on all fours.
All right, let's do this.
Here. Butt in the air, uh-huh. Right? And now we touch right hand, left foot.
And what are we working out here?
This is core. And
ooh,
also shoulders, and also your triceps.
I never know what to engage during things like this.
Always so engage your core. Make sure your stomach, your lower back, your hip regions are tight. Because here, and let's get up. And the last one is
this.
Plank in a push-up version, and now you're touching your shoulders. One, two, one, two, one.
Okay, I like this
two.
One.
See?
I can feel it.
And they also engage your core. Keep going, keep going. Here, everything here tight.
Ooh.
Everything here tight.
Ooh.
Go on, keep it tight.
Ooh.
Shoulders, arms, even back.
Where do I keep it tight?
Right, you keep it tight in the core. Right here, keep it tight, keep it tight, Justin. Very good.
Now,
see, it's just 5 minutes a day.
5 minutes a day.
And you repeat those exercises, 25 seconds each, 3 sets.
But I don't have $25.99 to give to a workout app.
$25.99, no. This is $9.99, 7 days free, and then you opt in. $9.99,
that's
less than a bucket of popcorn.
That's pretty amazing.
That's less than a glass of Merlot.
But is it personalized? Because I feel like
absolutely.
When I go on these apps, I feel like they're not for me. I want to feel
why
like it's
for
me.
Why are they not for you? Why? Tell me why.
Because it doesn't feel personalized.
Well, if you go to Kofit, you see it's personalized for Justin. Just for Justin. And anybody out there, because we meet people where they are. We're not asking you to be a bodybuilder. We're not asking you to be a triathlete. We want you to start wherever you are, you can start. All you need is a little bit of space in your house. Do it with your family. It's much more fun.
And where can people find this app?
In any of the app stores.
Amazing.
Go to the app store, download the Kofit app, and become part of the family.
You guys, become a part of the family.
That's right.
Check out Station 19. It returns tomorrow on ABC. And
Thursday
up next,
nights, 8 p.m.
Thursday nights, 8 p.m.
Let's do it.
Up next, we're going to be drinking a little bit.
Oh,
you
see?
Don't want to miss this.
Didn't you learn anything?
No.
Oh, man. Here we go.
No, I really do. Like, I love
we're going to have some unsupervised conflict right here. Keep going, Justin. Keep it tight right here. Keep it tight. Keep it tight right here. Keep it tight.
It's time to play a game we're calling Buzz or Get Buzz. I'm going to test Justin and Morgan's knowledge of this year's Grammy nominees. So if you guys know the answer, you buzz in. If you do not know the answer or you get it wrong, you're taking a shot of what I like to call me some nice, delicious pickle beer.
Disgusting.
Nice. Okay, you guys are gonna love this. All right, first up, this nominated artist's middle name is Pirate. Is it Billie Eilish, Lana Del Rey, or Joe Jonas? No!
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish is correct! Morgan.
Drink it.
I'm gonna take a sip of it.
Come on. Why'd you have it minted?
We're gonna get through two questions with her.
You can do this.
Just do
you
it. Hold your nose, the one you wanna
girl.
Fix.
It's not that bad.
I have to be pretty for nightly pop.
Okay. So next, Ariana Grande chose not to attend the Grammys last year after they reportedly would not let her perform which song? Thank You Next, Break Up With Your Girlfriend on Board, or Seven Rings? Yes, Justin.
It was Seven Rings.
Seven Rings is correct! Morgan, you need to start playing if you don't want to drink the pico beer.
I don't understand how you know that. You gave him the answer.
I was on the show when this all came out.
Was I?
Apparently not. You were too worried about John Mayer.
Next up, this Grammy nominee worked as a sign spinner for Liberty Tax.
I got it first. It's Lizzo. Bam.
Damn.
Drink out, Buttercup.
Oh, look. Put the camera. No. Put the camera.
There we go. Oh, no. Take a shot. Come on.
Yeah.
Take a shot.
Ew.
Play the game. Thank you. All right. Damn. Next, which celebrity couple is not nominated for a song they both worked on? Is it? You didn't even let me say the answer. Okay, go for it.
It's Offset and
Cardi B.
I'm not paying attention. It is Gwen Stefani.
That's what I
no,
said.
No, it's not.
Yes,
Rowan.
No, I said Offset. No, that's
what's
wrong
the answer?
Too.
Show me the answer.
It's Offset and Cardi B.
It's Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, damn.
Come on. Take a shot. Double shot.
shot.
I can't take a whole shot of this.
Come on.
Disgusting.
Come on. Let's do this.
You can
come on.
Do it.
You take worse things in your mouth.
What is it? No.
Go.
Do the whole fucking.
Come on.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, come on.
I can't get nauseous. I took a probiotic.
Oh, my goodness. Then, next, this Grammy-nominated artist got her big break when a video of Pharrell Williams listening to one of her songs went viral on YouTube.
Oh, it's not Imrata?
Is it? Billie Eilish, Ella May, and Maggie Rogers.
Who is it? Billie Eilish. It's Ella May.
No, no, you said Billie Eilish.
Who is it? Carissa, you women have to stick together.
Thank you. Maggie Rogers. Right. Is it Imrata? Imrata has never had a single.
I thought you were.
This is a Grammy quiz.
I thought you were talking about. I wasn't prepared.
Hey,
I was sick.
Take your little baby sip, like a little baby. There we go. Okay, last one. This music power couple will take the stage at the Grammys together for the very first time.
With somebody!
I gave you guys that one.
Yeah. And who?
Blake Shelton.
he got it in first, so last little shot.
Women against women.
At least finish one. At least just finish one.
I cannot finish this whole thing.
Do it.
So bad.
Come on.
It tastes like sweat and...
Say it.
Do it.
Say it.
Butt
or
stuff.
Get. Yeah. Do it. Or get.
I'm not talking to anybody on Nightly Pop ever.
Chug it.
There we go. Go.
No, it's so gross.
Come on.
I cannot.
All right, we have music's biggest night covered this weekend on Saturday, Joaquin's 2-hour live Grammy special at 11 a.m. Eastern. Then on Sunday, it's the Grammys on CBS, and we will have all day coverage here on E starting at 4 o'clock Eastern.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be on the live stream on Twitter since they never want to put that out.
Okay. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop after this. Come on, take another little sip. Just a baby sip. The Crown and You are very popular shows on Netflix at the moment, but there is one that beats them out in viewership numbers. Mm. The Witcher, starring Henry Cavill, is on track to have the biggest first season ever. But here's the catch. Netflix used to only count a view if someone had watched at least 70% of an episode or a movie. Now you only have to watch for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So 70% to 2 minutes is a big jump.
When are we doing that?
That's a great question. Well, the reason why, Netflix says, is they said it's long enough to indicate that the choice was intentional.
What is the issue? What is the issue? Well, we need to be doing all of these things. Well, 2 minutes is intentional, and
it's
that's
intentional.
True.
If we come into Daily Pop
spent doing
for
anything
minutes.
For 2 minutes, it's intentional.
Intentional.
You like it. I mean, it's a little skewed, right? Because whenever you think of the viewership numbers, you're like, this must be super good because it's super popular. And I'm not saying The Witcher isn't good. Maybe it is great. But 2 minutes, it kind of is, I've watched it for 2 minutes and I can't take it anymore.
Let me ask you a question.
Sometimes.
When you hear of a stream and people having millions and billions of streams, how many seconds do you think that you have to listen to that song in order for it to count?
Oh, that's a good, I don't know.
30 seconds.
I was going to say 30 seconds.
It's only
yeah,
30
see,
seconds.
Everyone's so very inflated these days. We're old-fashioned.
Very short
We are old-fashioned people
yeah,
over here.
But if you could govern yourself and say, oh my God, we've got 2 million views on a show because people watched it for 2 minutes because they forgot to click out the last program and we automatically went to this program.
Yeah, that happens.
Like, you could do it to sell it to advertisers.
That happens all the time.
Happens all the time. And then they're like, are you still watching? Stop asking me that, ma'am.
Skip intro.
I love skip intro.
I love skip intro.
Love skip intro.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for us today. Tomorrow, if your heels are killing you, we feel ya, and don't worry, you don't have to suffer for beauty any longer. We have an expert here to help you with all the tips. We'll do that tomorrow. Have a good day, everyone.
Am I the expert? I could have been that expert.
Oh, really?
You always complain about your heels.
I'm always in them.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.